Right now, we have a wonderful story by our new intern, Jesse Cathan. They are going to take us on a journey to a mask production factory right here in Santa Cruz County. They will be sharing all about how the Fab Lab stepped up in a big way in order to make masks for doctors and nurses and even grocery workers who don't have them. Here's a story from Jesse Cathan.
On the west side of Santa Cruz, the imposing Wrigley building has mostly gone dormant. Many tenants have had to close up shop amid the COVID-19 epidemic. One business is busier than ever.
Well, that's actually really bad. That's a bad thing for this 3D printer. Okay, well, we're just going to go with it.
Jordan Lehman is the founder of Idea Fab Labs, a DIY workshop filled with laser cutters and 3D printers. Until recently, the makerspace held classes on everything from woodworking to jewelry making. But for the past 4 weeks, every employee and machine has been united in a single goal, making protective equipment for the Central Coast's most vulnerable workers. Earlier this month, the CDC issued a recommendation for anyone leaving their house to use a face covering, but disrupted global supply chains and increased demand have created global shortages of medical-grade masks, leaving people scrambling to find alternatives. To help meet the need, Lehman has partnered with Santa Cruz resident Catherine Sonquist Forrest, a family physician with a master's of public health.
Those supplies are crucial to healthcare workers. Healthcare workers are at 3 times the risk of the general population for getting COVID-19 infection. And if we don't have a healthcare workforce, the entire nation is at risk.
Forrest also sits on the board of Encompass Community Services, which runs several residential facilities for people with chronic mental illness and substance use disorders. After seeing coronavirus tear through nursing homes in Washington state, Forrest became concerned about the safety of her patients and their caretakers. She'd like to provide employees with N95 masks, the kind certified to filter out virus-bearing droplets. But worldwide shortages have left those masks scarce, even for medical professionals.
Distribution and availability of masks was so dire that many of our frontline physicians that were not part of large buying groups were going to be left out of the distribution, and they were also very interested for themselves, but also for the working people that they take care of, home health aides, farm workers, for people whose work is important for society to function.
Forrest helped Encompass join forces with local physicians groups to create Project PPE, that's personal protective equipment. Together, the group created a design for a 4-layer cloth mask that could offer protection to at-risk workers without access to medical-grade masks. Forrest reached out to Jordan Lehman at Idea Fab Labs to help fulfill the requests. Their usual business model of classes and workshops suspended, the Santa Cruz facility and its sister site in Chico eagerly pivoted towards large-scale production.
You know, we're the smallest form of fabrication facility. We don't do more than 50 of something, and that's usually we do 3 of something. So the idea of us producing thousands of something a day is something that's usually left to another organization or facility. But the advantage that we have is that we're very nimble. We can make quick decisions about those things. We're used to making something completely different every time, so we're not stuck in a way.
In a single day, the facility's laser cutter can cut enough cloth for 1,000 masks. That cloth is distributed to sewers who assemble the masks and add elastic headbands. Right now, the project is aiming to distribute 3,000 masks every week. At the end of a long week, Forrest picks up a few bags from the shop for Encompass workers.
These are Yana's ones that don't have a good bridge.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
Bye.
Over 50 people across the Central Coast have joined the effort, and their numbers are growing. The need is growing, too.
Watsonville Hospital has hit us up. The city, the county, we've been in contact with so many different big organizations, as well as, like, I think one of the sandwich shops hit us up today. So there's a lot of need, and we're definitely not able to supply all those people. But we're really just starting to get going as far as production. So hopefully we'll be able to get as many people protected as possible.
And masks aren't the only thing they're making. Plastic face shields create another layer of protection for healthcare professionals caring for patients with COVID.
Yeah, it's basically splash guard. I mean, the worst case scenario is that you are intubating someone in a hospital, and if you don't have both a mask and some protective thing in front of that patient, then you're basically going to get infected.
With the help of 3D printers, Lehman's team has made 450 face shields. Santa Cruz County has also commissioned the construction of 6 plexiglass booths for people conducting swab tests. Force and Lehman hope to continue production until every person in need of protective gear has access.
This will be in our lives for the next, year or two as the virus becomes endemic. And we really need to figure out how to support and care for one another during this difficult time.
In Santa Cruz, with UC Santa Cruz's Science Communication Program, this is Jesse Cathan for KSQUID.
And this is KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM, many voices, one station. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Goodman. I'd like to thank my producer and helper, Melissa Martin, for her help today on the phones. It's been a great show. Thank you for listening, and do stay tuned for First Person Singular, followed by The Golden with Wallace Bain.